almost in the end of that wonderful Torah. וכשצועק לאלוקים, and when you scream to God, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, כן נפשי תערוג אליך אלוקים. Look, 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 how many diamonds you can find in every word in Likutei Moharan. Look, look what's written. Rabbeinu is writing, וכשצועק לאלוקים, and when you scream to God, and then, like that it's written, brings a proof, an example. כן נפשי תערוג אליך. What is תערוג? תערוג, it's yearning. תערוג, it's not screaming. תערוג is when the man, he wish to find Hashem, he wants, it's those will. Means that you're screaming from inside, you don't know what to do with your will is screaming, you're looking for ways how to serve Hashem, where can I put myself, what should I do for Hashem Yitbarach, what else can I do for you Hashem, this is what they mean, the real scream to Hashem Yitbarach, that the man is yearning to Hashem Yitbarach, he's all full with flames of fire, where is Hashem, what can I do for Hashem, how can I serve Hashem, what should I do for Hashem Yitbarach, and then when you're doing that, that's what it means, that you scream to Hashem Yitbarach in 70 voices, in all of the voices, 70 languages, in every way that you can scream to Hashem Yitbarach, you're looking for Hashem, what can I do for Hashem, how can I meet you Hashem, how can I serve you Hashem. Yesterday I saw that amazing paper on Rav Aryeh Levin. Amazing, amazing. I'm telling you, I don't know what to do. I need to go to chill myself in a mikveh 5 times a day. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Who was Rav Aryeh Levin? Who was that? Rav Aryeh Levin. He's the simple person, Raboisai. Oh, you have answers now.
A lot of Havot Yisrael.
Raboisai. Aryeh Levin is a person that is going to hospitals to talk to sick people, to see how they feel, what's going on with them, if they need something. Going to visit prison, people in prison, asking if they need something. One person saw him going out from prison, crying. So he asked him, "What? Why are you crying so much? You have a son here?" He said, "I have a lot of sons here, a lot of sons." He was with his son in the entrance to Talmud Torah, to Cheder. And he's standing and looking on all of the children. Every child that enters to the Talmud Torah is looking at him and checking him. So his son asked him, "Father, why are you staring, like looking on every child?" So he told him, "What do you see?" Rabbi Aryeh Levin asked his son, "What do you see?" So he said, "I see." So he answered his son, "I see one child, he's got more will to come to the Talmud Torah, to the Cheder. He's running. One got less will to come, he's walking slowly, one is bothered." He said, "I see," Rabbi Aryeh Levin said, "I see different things. I see that boy, his pants are torn. So I'm asking myself, is he got a sandwich in his bag? Does he got something to eat? How are he gonna learn if his parents are so poor? And that boy, I see that he's fighting, so I'm thinking to myself, who knows, maybe he doesn't have a good home, a quiet home, maybe his parents are in stress, maybe he's in the streets all day long. He's got a heart." This is how you become to be Rav Aryeh Levin. Talking about Shalom Bayit. This is that righteous man that came to the doctor with his wife and said to the doctor, "The leg of my wife hurts for us, to us.
Our leg.
It's not what it's written. Not what it doesn't written here like that. I'm sorry, it doesn't written our leg. It's written, the leg of my wife hurts for us. Hurts us. Dr. Nachum Cook. That was the doctor. One woman came to him crying. So he asked her, "Why are you crying?" She said, "My husband is so sick. And I'm praying and I'm crying and reading the Tehillim all of the time." He told her, "Don't worry, keep on praying. Your husband's going to be healed. Everything's going to be okay." After 3 days, she's coming even worse. What happened? Her husband passed away. And she's crying. How can it be? And what's going on? All of my tears, all of my prayers, where it went?
how many books of Tehillim I made wet. I was crying, my tears wet those Tehillim, and where all of my prayers went. So he answered to her, after 120 years, you're going to see how many decrees you canceled and how many ill people you healed with your tears. No tear go lost. After a few years, she came to him again and she told him, I need another chizuk, strengthen me. Tell me again where my tears went. Chizuk again. This is Rabbi Aryeh Levin. And to be Rabbi Aryeh Levin, you don't need to be Rab, you don't need to be Aryeh, you don't need to be Levin. You need to go to hospitals to ask how are you. You need to go to, he was going to the hospital of the Metzoraim with leprosy, and going and talking to them. Doesn't think about himself, how it's going to be with him. Going to visit prisoners in prison, going to talk to people. And those prisoners that we have today, you don't need to go to Kele Be'er Sheva, prison of Be'er Sheva, to talk to prisoners. Everyone are prisoners. Everyone, like Rav Shalom said, when you look on the world, on the highway, every car that is driving, you say to yourself, another slave is driving, another slave is driving, another slave, another slave. Everyone are slaves. They're all prisoners. In the prison of lust and desires. Crazy. Don't know how to go out. Don't know how to set themselves free. And they cannot. But if you're just going to reach a hand, just going to give them a hand, just going to be that man for them, immediately you took them out already. Because one smile can save a person's life. One smile can give him hope. You don't know who you're smiling to. You don't know in which situation he is at, that when you smile to him now, what happened with that smile? You saved his life with that smile, and you need to believe in yourself that you saved that person with your smile. Just with a smile. Malbin shanaim, shinaim michalav. When you're smiling, it's bigger than to give charity, than to give money. How much we need to believe in ourselves, and this is our job, our boy side. And everyone that's going to take it, going to fly. Everyone that's going to believe in himself, going to fly, going to reach the heights. Going to reach amazing places. Amazing places. And if you think to yourself, no, he's not talking to me, I'm talking straight to you. Straight to each and every one of us. I'm talking first of all to myself. To convince myself there's no reason to be afraid of nothing. Nothing, nothing. Except of Hashem, there's nothing at all in the world. And every one of us can serve him. This is what we're saying, the first sentence, the first words that we're saying to Hashem Yitbarach, we're thanking Hashem Yitbarach, and we're saying on that, Rabbi Emunatecha, your faith is huge. Which faith? Which faith? That you believe in me. That you believe in me and you gave me another opportunity to serve you today. You believe in me. You believe that I have a chance to serve you in Mesirut Nefesh. Like all of the righteous people. No righteous man started his life as righteous. No one. No one. Even on Moshe Rabbeinu that we heard that he born circumcised and he was holy and the house was illuminating from the first day. We heard that Midrash that Rav Shalom read for us. That some king, he had advisors that was, I don't know what, had that wisdom of the face. And they saw the portrait of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they all said that Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the worst murderer of them all, and he is violent, and he's violent, and he's got all of the bad attributes. He's a thief, and all of the bad midot. And that king couldn't believe that. What he heard about Moshe Rabbeinu, he believed in Moshe Rabbeinu. He saw that God is with him. He saw Moshe was changing the creation, changing nature. He couldn't understand those two things. He asked for a meeting with Moshe Rabbeinu and he met Moshe. And when he met Moshe, he asked him, he told him, I don't, Chas Shalom, disagree with you. I believe in you, but I want to understand. My advisors, they're never wrong. Always they were right. How can it be that on you, a man of God, Ish Elokim, holy, pure, that controls nature, how can it be that they're saying such horrible things about you? So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you should know that they are right. In my basic, in my yesod, but in the beginning of my nature, of my creation, I have all of those bad attributes. Just I was working really, really hard to break all of them. And now I'm pure. I'm free. 60 years in the desert of Sinai and another 20 years before in Egypt, Nesirut Nefesh. Only with effort you're going to climb out from your stress, from your lack of faith in yourself. But with effort, yagata, you're going to find, and then you're going to believe. Umatzata, ta'amin. It's going to bring you to faith. You're going to see. You're going to see that if you succeed, if you made it, everyone can do it. And it's going to give you power. And for that, you have to do the same things every day, like the Torah is commanding us. Shema, every morning. Shema, every evening. Tefillin, every morning. Mikveh, every day. Shabbos, every week. Pesach, every year. Like that, you need to serve Hashem Yitbarach in a circle. Every day to increase the Kedusha, the holiness. Every day to do some more. Some more. And to remember, Asher Kideshanu b'mitzvotav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us more holy and more holy with those obligations, with the mitzvot. While I'm keeping them, as I'm keeping them, it doesn't matter. I'm keeping the mitzvot. The mitzvot of Hashem. It's not that I'm purifying myself with my actions. It's just I'm touching diamonds. I'm touching gold. So my hands being blessed already. I'm working in the mikveh, so I'm being purified. I'm touching fire, so I'm purified. You're touching the diamonds of Hashem. The Torah is the wisdom of Hashem. So you can purify every moment by getting in and out into the Torah, into the mitzvot, in and out. You've been purified and purified and purified. And no contamination can hold you when you hold yourself with Hashem. The verse is saying, Lo irani Adam v'chai, a person cannot see me and to stay alive. There is another way to understand that verse. Lo irani Adam v'chai as a question. You think that a man that doesn't have Yirat Shamayim can live? If you don't afraid for me, you can live. Lo irani Adam, a man that doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, v'chai, you think that he can live? You can call it life, like Rabbeinu said. Mishen lo emunah chayav enam chayim, a person doesn't have faith, he cannot live. It's not life. You cannot call it life. He rather to die. He doesn't believe that it's all from Hashem. His wife is killing him. His father is rebuking him. The parnasah is choking him. He doesn't know what to do. But when Hashem is in the picture, the darkness is like the day, like the light. Kacha shecha ka'ora, laila kayom ya'ir. The night is illuminating like the day. You're not afraid. You go in the valley of death and Hashem is with you and you're not afraid. Why? Ki Hashem imadi, because Hashem is with me. Hashem, it's kindness, 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 kindness. V'im ta'aminu ta'amenu. If you're going to believe, people are going to believe to you. People are going to believe in you. You're going to be light to the nations. You're going to be lighthouse. Everyone going to be a lighthouse. Who is the lighthouse? What's that nature of a lighthouse? A lighthouse is illuminating himself. The lighthouse is not illuminating the path for the ship, for the boats. He's just illuminating himself. You're going to be illuminated. You, when you're going to work on your attributes, your light going to glow. People going to look at you and they're going to see your neshama. And your neshama is divine because you have a neshama elokit. So when people are going to look at you, they're going to see God. They're going to see Hashem. This is what it means, Eshel Ish Elokim. That was she's Ish and he's Elokim. And you can break all of your nature. And if you don't believe in that, so work on that simple faith that you can reach the heights. No one can climb to heaven. No one is spiritual. Everyone are flesh and bones. Like Rav Shalom once said, Avraham Avinu, he saw Chanoch. And Chanoch was also Isha Elohim. Chanoch was the king of the world. Chanoch was the king on all of the kings of all of the publics that were there in that generation. All of the groups of people, nations that were there. And everyone came to Chanoch and bowed to him. And Chanoch is written in the book that called Sefer HaYashar, Vayitaleh Chanoch et HaElokim, that Chanoch was walking, serving God, with God, and the Sefer HaYashar is explaining that he was putting himself in solitary, he was doing his bodeduyot, he was mitboded with the Elohim. In the beginning he was talking to Hashem one day a week, and after it he saw that, and the rest of the day he was teaching. After a while he saw that he cannot handle it anymore. He had to be with Hashem more. So he closed himself in his room for 2 days a week. And after it, he went to talk to the public only once a week. And like that, and on and on. And from one day to the other, he couldn't deal with the people anymore. He couldn't. He was so attached to Hashem that he had to be with Hashem. Kirbat Elokim Litov. To be close to Hashem was good for him. People just confused him with all of his their questions. Parnasa, what I'm going to do? Shalom Bayit, but why? She's not listening to me. The children, they're not doing this, not that. My Parnasa, my boss, my father. He doesn't know what. I'm talking to them for years, they're not listening to me, so I have to run back to Hashem. And then he came to a place that he was going to the public once a year. And also that, he couldn't handle. Because he became to be so spiritual. In the end, he went up to heaven. In the end, he fly to heaven just like that. He went like Eliyahu Navi with horses made out of fire, made out of flames. He fly to heaven, back to heaven. Avraham Avinu saw him. Avraham Avinu could serve Hashem like him. Why Avraham Avinu didn't do that? Because to become, to be like an angel, it's not the highest work of them all. Because then you created one angel. It's you. We heard it from Nachman Arush, the son of Rav Shalom, once in a shul. All of what that I'm telling you now. And Avraham Avinu said to himself, all right, I can create myself to be an angel. I can become to be an angel. It's not a problem. I just need to talk to Hashem all day long. And you become to be with Hashem. You become to be one with Hashem. But if I'm going to teach people to talk to Hashem Yitbarach, I'm going to create thousands on thousands of angels. Because everyone that's going to talk to Hashem is going to become to be an angel. This is our Father. This is Avraham Avinu. A lighthouse that is going from a village to a village, from a city to a city, and coming to the middle of the city, to the square of the city, and start to scream, and act like a Michigan, like a crazy person, screaming in the streets, and saying, there is God, and God said, and crazy. And everyone would gather, surround him, and asking him, what are you talking about? And he starts to run outside from the city, out of the confusions, far away from the parents, far away from the business, from the boss, and the young people would run after him, once from their curiosity, wants to hear what he's got to say, and they're running after him. And then in the forest, in the field, he's telling them, come, now sit, I'm going to explain to you. Hashem is here. Hashem loves you. Hashem wants your prayers. Every word that you talk to Hashem Yitbarach is bonding you to Hashem. When you talk to God, you're with God. God is with you. Hashem loves you. Hashem is the Creator. And on and on and on and on and on. And this is the Nefesh Asher Asu Becharan. They made souls. They become to be like the Creator. Today you look outside, you don't see people. You see animals on two legs, acting like behemoth, like animals. Literally behemoth. Behemoth, behemoth, behemoth. Animals on two legs. People that have been controlled with their yetzer hara, they're acting like animals. You see, a woman, this is it. No more Torah, no more mitzvot, no more wife, no more children. An animal, a goat, a horse, a bull. This is what that he is choosing. He lost the power to choose by himself. He become to be like an animal. On two legs, look like a human being, but he's not even close. V'ikar HaRachmanut Rabbeinu is saying the peak of mercy is to take people and to give them da'at, to give them wisdom, to take an animal like that and to wake her up, to tell him, you're a human being, you're holy, you're a creation of the Creator. You're not forced by your Yetzer Hara to sin and to do whatever He's commanding you and telling you and push you into stress. That enemy, Belachatz Oyev, stress push people to do all crazy things. What I'm going to do? What's going to be? Lack of faith. You need to teach them that. What it means that? To know Hashem. That Hashem is kindness. That Hashem loves you. That Hashem is with you. Already. You don't need to do nothing. When you know Hashem, and you're standing to Daven Shmona Esre, you can make Aliyat Neshama every day. Every one of us. Every one of you. Everyone can make Aliyat Neshama. You just need to climb and to climb and to climb and to climb and not to stop. Not to let nothing distract your thoughts from attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every word of Shmona Esre, in every blessing on the food, in every Birkot HaShachar, Birkot HaTorah. You're wrapping the tefillin. Do everything slowly. Slowly. Think. Think now I am bonding myself to the one that said and created the world. I am attaching myself now to the source of life, source of love, source of good, to the one and only. I have faith of unity. I believe that in one. I believe that I am and Hashem Yitbarach is all one. Me and the Torah Kedosha and all of Am Yisrael. We are one. There is nothing else in the world. And now put tefillin. Now wrap that tefillin. Tie yourself to Hashem. Verasich li leolam. Getting married with Hashem. Wrapping yourself with a talit. Entering into the chuppah with Hashem Yitbarach. In every mitzvah, you're attaching yourself, Yitbarach, into infinity, to endless powers of love, of kedusha, of holiness, of pure faith. Pure faith, that there is nothing purer than that. Nothing. And I'm sure that you believe. I'm sure that you believe in every word that's been said in that holy room. Holy room, in holy yeshiva, in the holy city. In the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is redeeming Am Yisrael. He is now, Machazir Shechinato LeTzion. Now, He brings the Shechinah in the present back to Tzion. Now, in the present, we believe in that. Now, Rabbi Aryeh Levin wrote in the Matzeva, asked on his will, that on his Matzeva, going to be written, that everyone that's going to come, I don't know if it's written here, yes it is, I'm asking, from everyone that's going to come to my grave, that's going to say that with a full mouth, I believe in a complete faith that the resurrection of the dead is going to become, in the day, going to happen, in the time that Hashem will want it to happen, the Creator, Yitbarach Shmo V'Yitaleh Zichro La'adul Netzach Netzachim. He's asking you, when you're going to come to His Tzion, to His grave, to pray, by His merit, that you're going to have that faith, that you're going to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make the resurrection of the dead against all logic, against all rules of nature. Say it with a full mouth. Say it with a full mouth. In His will, He's doing Hafatzah. Forever He's doing Hafatzah, distribution. That everyone that's going to come to His Tzion, going to believe in Hashem more and more. And His light is pulled today, to these days, to our life. To today, to the present. This is what it means that righteous people are still alive today, in this generation. The tzaddikim are chai v'kayam, they're alive and exist. I went yesterday night, I was in Itbodedut, I said to myself, after I found that wonderful, amazing paper, I said to myself, I have to go to the tzion of Rabbi Aryeh Levin. And I remember that he's buried here in Sanhedria. And I said to myself, I have to go, but I didn't know where is his grave. I went into the Sanhedria graveyard. I have a grandfather and grandmother, old grandfather and grandmother, the grandfather and mother of my grandfather, great-grandfather, mother, whatever, buried over there. So I said to myself, first of all, I'm going to go to the graves of my ancestors. So I went, and they're buried very close to a grave to the tzion of a tzaddik, Rabbi Yehuda Leon Patilon, that he was one of the Lamed Vav tzaddikim. So I had the merit, first of all, to go to his grave, Baruch Hashem, to his tzion, and then I went to the graves of my ancestors. And then I said to myself, all right, now Be'ezrat Hashem, of course, middle of the night, no one likes, except of me, to walk alone in cemeteries in the middle of the night. And I said to myself, so now needs the time to find the tzion of Rabbi Aryeh Levin. I don't know where is it. Started to walk to the center of the graveyard, and I saw two graves with candles, Nerot Neshama. I said, for sure, those are graves of righteous people. I'm going to try the right one first. And it was the tzion of Rabbi Aryeh Levin. First try. I told him, thank you that you invited me to your tzion. It's an invitation. You can go all night and not to find the grave of Rabbi Aryeh Levin if he doesn't want you to come to his tzion. And you can find his tzion first place if you have the merit, if Hashem wants. And in what it depends? In your will. If your will is pure, if you're canceling yourself, if you believe in those righteous people, if you know that they are righteous, and you know your lackings, you know you're a zero, you know you're nothing. Every righteous man that I'm reading about, that one,
he born in Urla, close to Bialystok in Poland, and he was learning in Slosk, in Slonim, and he was an Ilui. And although his young age, he accepted to learn in Shiva Volozhin, and he was very close to Rav Chaim Berlin, the Av Beit Din of Moscow and Jerusalem, and he learned in Yeshiva Torat Chaim, and he was musmach to be a rabbi by Rav Chaim Berlin and the Rav Shmuel Salant and the Raya Kuk, and on and on and on and on. So I'm saying to Hashem Yitzbarach, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, the disgrace is so huge. What are we going to do? We have that crazy courage to open our mouths and talk just because we don't have a choice. Just because that it's written b'makom she'en ish, in a place that there's no one to stand, ishtadel liot ish, you have to be a man. But you have to remember always that you're not standing in one place with those righteous people. This is that right intention that Rav Shalom told us, that's written in Likutei Halachot, that Rabbi Natan is saying. That the right intention in Havdalah, when you say Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, you're defining between the righteous man and Am Yisrael. And you include yourself with Am Yisrael. This is Kodesh, it's him, it's the righteous man. And I am Chol. Shabbat, it's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that you are Shabbat Lekule Yom, that you are Shabbos of all days of the week. And I am in the days of Chol. And you're defining, you see the difference. You are aware to your lackings. You're not cheating yourself, you're not lying to yourself. Say, I'm tzaddik, I'm righteous. No. I'm contaminated in all 50 gates of contamination. And if there were more gates, I would try them for sure, no doubt about it. I know myself. I know my nature, know my desires, know my lusts. Cannot stop myself from nothing. But only by the kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, that got such mercy that can come down even to those low places and to wake us up from that horrible dormita, from that deep sleep of thousands of years of sinning and increasing on ourselves lusts and desires from the generation of the flood and of the desert. In the last generation, the souls of the flood and the souls of the generation of the desert and Migdal Bavel, they're all going to come. Where are they going to come to be? It's us. Wake up. It's not someone else. It's not them. It's us. If you see yourself that you can be so angry that you can hit someone, that you can curse someone. If you see a woman and you all wake up to start sinning. If you see food and you want, like a predator, to jump on that food. Every smell makes you crazy and wild. So where your soul came from, poor soul? From those horrible generations of sinners. And if you see that you're contaminated in all 70 contaminations, so you need to know that you sinned in all 70 kinds of sins. That you contaminated yourself in all ways. But it doesn't mean that Hashem is not huge enough to take you from that filth. And to take you and to save you. And all of your family. And Rabbeinu said, even the one that's going to touch me with a small finger, I'm going to save him. I'm going to protect him. Means that if you just not argue with Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu going to fix your soul. And not only your soul, also the soul of all of your friends and families and all of your friends and relatives. Rabbeinu going to fix the world. Rabbeinu said it. Rabbeinu signed a guarantee to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chatam Arevut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to bring all of the world to do tshuva. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said, Rabbeinu for sure going to keep his word. Rabbeinu said, Nitzachti v'anatzach, I won already and I'm going to win. Gamarti v'egmor, I finished already and I'm going to complete, I'm going to finish. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said, we need to pray that we're going to have a part in that. That Rabbeinu is going to finish through us. That you're going to cancel yourself like that, that you're going to become to be a pen in the hand of the author, of the writer. That Rabbeinu is going to write books through you. That Rabbeinu is going to talk through your mouth. Like the Rav Shalom said in last Shavuot, I wasn't there, but I heard it from few people. Someone came and started to argue with Rav Shalom in the middle of a shiur, Baruch Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, relax. That guy came already to the yeshiva after it, after that argument. And he was arguing with Hashem, with Arav on the book Briti Shalom, that Arav was saying that you need to pray every day, half an hour, and on and on. And he started to argue on those advice. And he told him, but there is Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu is the righteous man. And he started to rebuke Arav on the fact that Arav is writing books. Arav Shalom told him, Rabbeinu's got a lot more ink in his pen. And he's keep on writing. On everyone, through everyone that is purifying himself, and he's got a lot more ink. You know how many books still are waiting to be written? How many people need to read books? Books of fantasy that are telling about faith. Books of proof, books of understandings, of private stories, of men, of women, books for children, thousands of them. We need to bring all of the world to serve Hashem. How many movies we need to make? How many CDs? How much music we need to create? How many CDs there are in one shelf in Tower Records? What are we going to do? What are we going to do against all powers of the distribution of Sitra Acha, of the forces of darkness? We need to fight back. And it's true that we cannot do the same because they have millions and millions. But we need to want. We need to try. And the nation that went in the darkness, that were walking in the darkness, they saw a huge light. A huge light. In one moment, suddenly, one beam of light is changing the face of heaven. One beam of light. It's dawn. This is it. It's done. One beam of light. And the peak of darkness is one moment before of dawn. And we're now in those times that the darkness is overpowering on everyone. And Rabbeinu said that the flood, the waves of the water, going to cover even the hugest mountains. Means the rabbis of the generation, even the righteous people, they have arguments, they have wars, they have problems. And the flood is covering the world. Flood of epikosut, of thoughts against Hashem, foreign faiths. New religious and imaginations spreading in the world. People chasing after lust and desires and money. And it's all going to disappear in one moment. In one moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the world. And all of the supervision is going to become to be supervision depends in miracles. That you're going to open your mouth and pray. And Hashem immediately on the spot is going to answer all of your prayers. And I heard those words mouth to mouth, eye to eye from Rav Shalom, that he told me, in one moment, all of the private supervision gonna change. And everything gonna be led by miracles. You're gonna feel hunger, you're gonna lift your eyes to Hashem, you're gonna find your meal in front of your eyes. You're gonna need your panasai, you're gonna look to Hashem, you're gonna have the money that you need to go to pay rent, to buy that house, to have that house. Whatever you're gonna need, you're gonna have. You came to the time you need to get married, here is the wife, and you're going to the chuppah. You need to have children, your wife is pregnant. This is how it's going to be. This is exactly how that it is already right now, but we cannot see it today. Today we need to believe, and the faith is in the night. So it's hard to believe, and on that we need to work, to believe that it's all already happens by the private supervision of Hashem. But in the future to come, when the wisdom is going to spread all over the world, people are going to see it eye to eye. It's going to be clear. It's going to be obvious. Think the marriage that the person is going to have in those days if he had that faith already from before. If you believed in Hashem Yitbarach in the days of darkness, you know what job you're going to have in the days of illumination? You're going to be from the leaders of Am Yisrael. You're going to be from the ones that Rav Shalom said, when Mashiach is going to come, he's going to enter to Yeshiva Zchut Shel Chesed, and he's going to take the people, and he's going to say, now you're going to start giving lectures about 6 hours in Bodedut. You're going to start giving lectures about Shalom Bayit. You're going to teach people how to do Sha'ah. You're going to teach people how to do Shmona Esre. And then, this is it. You have a college. You don't have a Yeshiva. And the nations and people, thousands coming, another lecture, another lecture, another lecture. Who are going to be those ones? Who are they going to be? The ones that are going to work on themselves today. The one that's going to open the way already today. The one that's going to help Rabbeinu to finish. The one that's going to give a hand to Mashiach Tzidkenu. The one that's going to serve Hashem Yitbarach in the day and in the night in Mesirut Nefesh.
and even without no powers. Rabbeinu said that you can revive the dead when you're walking. How you said halach vashov? Back and forth in your house. You can revive dead people in simple hitbodedut when you're walking back and forth in your house. Why in your house? Because your wife tells you, don't go to the field tonight, and you have to complete your hitbodedut. Close yourself in the room. Be in the living room. One of the friends here told me that once he came to a shul, there was a lot of noise in that shul, and he couldn't pray. And he said, so I had to focus real hard to pray. He said, it was the best prayer I ever had before. Means that in your house, with the children, with the wife, and the radio is on, and there is music, and noise, and screaming, and hell, chas v'shalom, you can have the best hitbodedut you ever had before. When you want Hashem. When you concentrate. Because in the path that a man wants to walk in, they're leading him in that path. And if you want to purify yourself, there is nothing that can stop you. And all of the obstacles and all of the difficulties are going to become to be pleasant. Ne'imut. Meni'ot becomes to be ne'imut. Suddenly your wife that was stopping you before, going to push you. Suddenly the difficulties that you had, you're going to realize how much they lift you, upgraded you, brought you to a place of kedusha, of holiness. That you can see Hashem, that you can sense Hashem, that you can feel Hashem, that you know Hashem. Vayir'eta Elokim, I'm telling you, Rabbi Natan said, I can see God. You can see Him. How? When you pray. And you've been answered, you saw it was Hashem. And if you're not praying, you cannot see Hashem. Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael Chazak.